she's left me on the side of the road. The older she gets, the slower we go. But there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. She needs a carburetor, a set of plug wires. She's riding me around on four ball tires. The wipers don't work and the horn don't blow. But there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. Crossing my back dash, a little bobbing dog watching everybody pass. Dual antennas whipping in the wheel. Oh, there ain't a country station that I can't tune in. She ain't a Cadillac and she ain't a Rose, but there ain't nothing wrong with a radio. Because there ain't nothing wrong with your radio. Got the best looking gal in my hometown. I asked her last time that I took her out. Honey, tell me what it is that makes you love me so. She said there ain't nothing wrong with your radio. I've got 16 speakers crossing my back dash. A little bobbing dog watching everybody pass. Dual antennas whipping in the wind. Now there ain't a country station that I can't tune in. She ain't a Cadillac and she ain't a Rose, but there ain't nothing wrong with a radio. Now she ain't a Cadillac and she ain't a Rose, but there ain't nothing wrong with a radio.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Millions of Americans sweating it out for a second week. The heat wave continuing in many areas, including the Midwest, where weekend storms left people in parts of Iowa bailing water out of cars and homes.
First responders performed more than 250 water rescues over the weekend after parts of Iowa saw more than 15 inches of rainfall in just 2 days. The waters rose quickly, said Bailey Mower and Spencer.
It was just like a little bit on the roads. And then literally within an hour, we woke up at 8, and then like an hour later, our whole driveway was completely flooded.
In all, nearly 2,000 properties were impacted by the flooding. Brian Clark, ABC News.
In New Mexico, crews are trying to bring a pair of wildfires under control. They are also looking for whoever started them. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the intensive phase of fighting in Gaza is about to end. However, the focus is expected to shift to Israel's northern border now. This is ABC News. Store. Britain's Princess Anne, sister to King Charles, now recovering after suffering a concussion at the estate where she lives. Doctors monitoring at a hospital in Bristol. Parts of Texas still cleaning up after the first named storm of the season. Tropical Storm Alberto hitting the Gulf Coast with several inches of rain.
Within hours of Alberto's departure, Sergio Gonzalez of Corpus Christi Parks and Rec had crews on the beach.
We removed about 45 tons of debris.
Clearing a path for the first vacationers of the summer to set up chairs.
The red flag is out, so they recommend only going in waist deep and monitor your children.
Megan Colici and her family had been planning their trip for months and feared that Alberto had washed it away. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
And North Korea's trash may be headed for South Korea again. Weeks after the North floated balloons carrying trash and manure over the border, South Korea's military this morning says more balloons are in the air now. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Severe Saturday night storms and tornadoes rumbled through southern Wisconsin. A likely tornado destroyed historic Apple Grove Lutheran Church in the Lafayette County village of Argyle. City of Janesville said in a statement there was considerable damage to structures and infrastructure there. No one was injured. Local elections clerks have been facing harassment over the state's new absentee ballot envelopes. WKOW-TV reports a new London man has sent emails to clerks across the state saying the new envelopes are illegal and he'll sue any clerk who uses them. That's despite their being approved by the Wisconsin Elections Commission. And there are plenty of job vacancies in Wisconsin, but if you're coming off of a job in a specialized field, it might be hard to get a new position. The State Department of Workforce Development says you might need to consider a change to get back into the workforce, including relocation or even upskilling into a new line of work. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Who's ready to save a bucket load at Fleet Farm? Just buy one of our signature 5-gallon buckets for $3.99 and get 15% off anything that fits inside it. Save on Daiwa, Daredevil, and Trilene, DeWalt, and Milwaukee hand tools. Save on snacks, grilling gear, and more. Any qualifying products that fit in the bucket are 15% off now through June 26th. Our bucket sale is just another great way to save on everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Don't miss the 2024 Northern Wisconsin State Fair, July 10th through the 14th. On Thursday, July 11th, it's Grammy nominee and CMA Award winner Lee Bryce on the Riding Cougars main stage. Tickets are selling fast at NWSFA.com. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny and breezy today. We'll have highs in the low 80s. Showers and thunderstorms are likely tonight. Some of those storms could be severe. We'll see a low around 70 degrees. Winds out of the southwest up to 25. Mostly sunny and 84 on your Tuesday. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, 74, and 76 with sunshine on Thursday.
Currently, 69 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
That's what we're taught. Well, I've treated this one like an old honky-tonk. Greasy cheeseburgers and cheap cigarettes. One day they'll get me if they ain't got me yet. Cause I've been living and fast forward. Hillbilly rock star out of control. I've been living and fast forward. Now I need to rewind. Settled down, built nice little houses on the outskirts of town. They work in their office, drive SUVs. They pray for their babies and they worry about me. Cause I've been living and fast forward. Hillbilly rock star out of control. I've been living and fast forward. Now I need to rewind real slow. Thank you.
hillbilly rock star out of control. I've been living and fast forward. Now I need to rewind real slow. Yeah, I need to rewind real slow. Yeah, I still got some miles to go.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Kenny Chesney living in Fast Forward 910. I'm Brian Winnikins, and good morning. And this hour today in history, opening markets as well. Plus, we kick off our spotlight on the Gilbertson family. They are the host of this Saturday's Dunn County Dairy Brunch. That'll be from 9 until 1 at the Gilbertson Farm. And we're going to talk with Kevin from the family, talk a little bit about the farm this morning. We'll do that in about 7 or 8 minutes or so. Florida Gators, they're adding the world's tallest teenager to their men's basketball roster. Oh, the Badgers couldn't get him. Canadian center, Oliver Raiot is part of the Gators' incoming freshman class. He's 18. He's 7 feet 9 inches tall. He'll be the tallest college basketball player. Wow. He's going to be guarding the paint. Look out. 7'9". Holy cow. Here's Travis Tritton. Help me hold on. It's 9/11.
Baby, close that suitcase you've been packing. Just sit down and talk to me a while. I know you tried to tell me what was lacking, but I guess I must have missed it by mine. Well, this time, girl, I swear to you I'll listen. Help me understand where I went wrong. It's hard to find myself in this position. Scared that I'll go crazy once you're gone. Help me hold on to what we had. Once our love was strong, it can be again. You said it takes two. It better. What have I got to do to make you see that even though I promised you forever, I never knew how hard that would be. I realize I took your love for granted, but I've learned that love worth having don't come free. And I'll pay any price it takes to keep you satisfied and staying here with me. Help me hold on to what we had. Once our love was strong, it can be again.
hold on. You were right all along. So help me hold on.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Travis Stritt, help me hold on. On the way, we are going to talk with Kevin Gilbertson from the Gilbertson Family Farm. They're the host of the Dunn County Dairy Brunch this Saturday. We're going to talk with Kevin a little bit about the farm here coming up next. First, here's Carrie Underwood. Good morning.
Since the day they got married, he'd been praying for a little baby
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Happy Monday. Our final week of June Dairy Month. Salutes to our June Dairy Month dairy breakfast this week. Hosts of the Dairy Brunch in Dunn County. We're with the Gilbertson family at the Gilbertson Farm just outside of Elk Mound, and they will be hosting the Dairy Brunch on Saturday from 9 until 1. And all this week, we're going to talk with the Gilbertsons a little bit about their farm. Joining us right now, Kevin Gilbertson, and we're going to find out a little bit about the farm. And Kevin, thanks for joining us. Well, for those watching our interview on YouTube, tell us about the cow that's in the background here, the picture of the cow.
Well, that's my daughter. She's a stout student in the art department, and she likes to paint. So she painted a cow for the barn when we moved in. So,
I love it. Tell us a little bit about Gilbertson Farms. You're the fifth generation?
Yes, I'm the fifth. We currently have three generations here. My parents, they still have ownership. They don't do daily chores, but they're here. And then myself and my two brothers. And then next up is the sixth generation of my oldest son, Brandon. And then my youngest son, Caleb, who's 18, has plans to return after tech school. So
that is awesome. So tell us about, I understand the farm started kind of small in the very beginning.
Yeah, the first Gilbertson settled here in 1875. And we're not sure those first few years what the farm looked like. I'm kind of assuming they grew wheat because we're in the town of Wheaton. and they probably had a few animals. But we know by 1900 they had a barn. They had like, I think my dad thought, maybe a dozen stalls in the barn. So they milk cows starting 1900. We've never missed a day since. Gilbertsons have milked cows here ever since. But always changing, always growing. My dad remembers when they tore that barn down and built a 29 stall, two-story stanchion barn in the 50s. In 1980, when I was a kid, we got hit with that windstorm on July 15th, 1980. At that time, my dad was switching at least two groups through that barn that they built in the 50s. He had a loafing shed with some free stalls in it. He decided to take a gamble. He had three young boys and thought, you know, now is maybe the time to do something. So he added a lean-to to the tie stall barn, put in a swing six parlor, rebuilt the loafing shed that fell down, put in 90 free stalls. So that's how I grew up, milking in a parlor, free stalls. All three, my parents had three boys. All three of us decided we wanted to come back and farm. And in 1997, after I was home from college, married, we decided to build a new free stall barn. Went to 220 cows or so. Kind of decided that was an odd size. So in 2005, we expanded that barn again and went to 400 cows. That held good for a long time. But then as that 1980s parlor was wearing out, we had to think of what the next step was for our farm. And with a younger generation interested in more modern technology, but none of us really wanting to be HR people, manage a bunch of employees, we started to explore robots. And in spring of 2021, we broke ground on our robot facility, moved in April of 2022, and here we are, milk fully robotic. We have no milking parlor anymore. From the day the cow calves until she dried off, she's milking a robot.
Wow, and we are going to talk with Kevin's son, Brandon, as well here on Tuesday about how they care for the cows and how they protect the milk as well. Kevin, that big change from having to have a milking parlor to the robots, that for yourself, that has to just be the biggest change, other than the big tornado and when the barn went down. That's got to be the biggest change that you've probably have lived through here on the farm.
Absolutely. Very stressful time, never knowing if you made the right decision, because you're not going to know that until it's built. But being 2 years into it now, getting the hang of things, getting the flow, we are very happy with what we decided to do. It's not easy. It's not like we can just take off for a week and the cows are going to take care of themselves, but it's more enjoyable work. You know, it's just working with cows, doing barn chores. It's not stuck in a parlor milking cows.
And I would think that gives yourself and your son and the rest of the family to be able to do family things, you know, at the Elk Mound School. If you have kids, you know, kids or grandkids at the school, you can go to those events. Just do other things than, Christmas morning, you don't have to worry about milking the cows first before you open presents.
Yeah, it is, but you're still on call because if something goes wrong, you got to be there. But for my wife and I, we can be gone and we know Brandon's going to handle it. He's not going to have anything that he can't take care of. You're not going to have employee issues. Worst case scenario, he's got to call a dealership to have help fix something. But everything else, we know he can handle it. It's just a more relaxing way to take care of cows.
We are talking with Kevin Gilbertson from Gilbertson Farms. They are the host of this Saturday's Dunn County Dairy Brunch. That'll be from 9 until 1 here at Gilbertson Farms, just outside of Elk Mound. Thank you to Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin for supporting our spotlights all this June Dairy Month. Coming up tomorrow morning, we are going to chat with Brandon. He's in charge of that barn, which means he's in charge of those cows, and I would also think he's probably in charge of the robots, too. We're going to talk with Brandon a little bit about that tomorrow morning. You're listening to WRDN.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
The Maiden Rock Area Community Association invites you to Party in the Park this Saturday from 2 to 10 at the Maiden Rock Village Park. There'll be 4-H food, games and crafts, a kids' train, kids' rides, music, face painting, and a magician, too, along with fireworks and much more. Admission is free. It's the Maiden Rock Area Community Association's Party in the Park this Saturday from 2 until 10 at the Maiden Rock Village Park.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with the Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Why is Navage perfect for allergy sufferers? Rhino Systems Medical Director Dr. Howard Levine explains.
If someone's exposed to allergens, they can get rid of those immediately by washing out the nose. Navage works by pulling saline in one nostril, through the nose and out the other nostril, sucking out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs. Experience on-the-spot relief so you could breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier.
Navage is available at Sam's Club, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or online at Navage.com. Navage, breathe easy.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
I love you. Also, I'm a robot.
At T-Mobile, you can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, switch and keep your phone. We'll pay it off up to $800.
Via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Tell them all I'm on vacation. Say I went to visit friends. That you ain't heard or seen from me in quite a while. When they ask you where I've been, I tell them I'm out on the west coast. Don't ever rain, and that I'm probably doing fine. Just don't tell them I've gone crazy, that I'm still strung out over you. Tell them anything you want to, just don't tell them. tell them all I'm out in Vegas, blowing every dollar I ever made. Tell them that I must be into something bad for me, 'cause I sure lost a lot of weight. Tell them I'm out on the road with some old rock and roll band, living like a gypsy. Just don't tell them I've gone crazy, and I'm still strung out over you. Tell them anything you want to.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Luke Combs, Ain't No Love in Oklahoma. I'm Brian Winnekins. And this reminder, join us for the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, July 10th through the 14th in beautiful Chippewa Falls. And we will be broadcasting as well via our YouTube channel, the dairy, beef, and swine shows, the livestock auction as well. We're even working on being able to have on our YouTube channel the Sunday Open Dairy Clash show as well. That's a pretty big show. And so we're going to try and be able to do that as well here coming up July 10th through the 14th in Chippewa Falls, Northern Wisconsin State Fair. Yep, we're going to be transitioning right from Dairy Month to fair season. Let's run down today in history. On this date, June 24th, 1908, Grover Cleveland, the 22nd and 24th President of the United States, passed away at the age of 71. 1922, the American Professional Football Association changes its name to the National Football League. 1947, Kenneth Arnold reported seeing flying saucers over Washington's Mount Rainier. They're looking at all of our weaknesses. Yeah, you know, it was the first time such occurrences were noted. Everybody at first like, yeah, whatever. He's, you know, government was like, nah, it was just weather balloons, really. 1964, the Federal Trade Commission announced mandatory warning labels on cigarette packages starting in 1965. In 1987, show business legend Jackie Gleason passed away at the age of 71. His long career in television and movies included The Honeymooners, Gidget, The Hustler, and Smokey and the Bandit, a Sheriff Buford T. Justice of Texas. I'm in hot pursuit. Great movie. Just saying. And the first one was the best out of all of them. Also, in 2005, in a heated on-air exchange with NBC Today Show host Matt Lauer, actor Tom Cruise criticized Lauer of being glib and not understanding the concepts of Scientology. Cruise said vitamins and exercise were better for people than antidepressants. He also criticized the practice of psychiatry as well and attacked Brooke Shields for taking antidepressants. Wow, dude. Just stick to movies, you know? Also, in 2016, nearly two dozen were killed in the worst flooding in West Virginia had seen in a century. 2018, get this. Women were allowed to drive for the very first time in Saudi Arabia after a ban was lifted. That's what happened on this date in history. Coming up, we have a check of our opening markets. They just opened up a little bit ago for the regular trading day. We have the early numbers for you. Our market update to being brought to you in part by the Wisconsin Farm Center and Elsevia Co-op.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. Milk markets are higher with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins at the Mercantile Exchange. July milk up 9 to 1984, August up 17 to 2074, September up 10 to 2059, October up 10 at 2020. Meanwhile, live cattle markets higher in the nearby, slower in deferreds. Feeder cattle, though, mostly higher. Now, the trade still believes that there's going to be strength in the cash markets today. There's also some weakness in the grain markets that's helping the feeder cattle markets. That cattle on feed report, though, is providing pressure to deferred live cattle contracts. Hogs once again moving lower as the trade continues to grapple with the lower pork cutouts and demand concerns. June live cattle up 65 cents to 188.25. August feeder cattle up 65 cents to 259.02. July hogs down 90 cents to 91.15. Chicago Board of Trade corn and wheat moving mostly lower today. Now, the chart-based traders are selling aggressively as chart and technicals are still pointing downward. Fundamental traders do see some lost acres and lower yields, however. Now, we also see some strength in the soybean products today. That's helping at least the soybean market, but they have begun to move a bit mixed. Again, a lot of technical selling happening in the market. New crop corn down 8 3/4 to 444.5. New crop beans down 1.5 to 1118.5. July wheat down 9 3/4 to 551 3/4.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny and breezy today. We'll have highs in the low 80s. Showers and thunderstorms are likely tonight. Some of those storms could be severe. We'll see a low around 70 degrees. Winds out of the southwest up to 25. Mostly sunny and 84 on your Tuesday. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, 74 and 76 with sunshine on Thursday. Right now, it's 70.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
She's beautiful.
stuck here in this town with nowhere to go. So you escape through the radio and you I got a little cash, burning holes in my pocket, foot on the gas, taking off like a rocket. So come on, baby, I'm buying. I got enough to last us all night. And you got a kiss that tastes like honey, and I got a little bit of money. Tonight, tonight, baby, we're drinking. Let's wake the town to never stop. Tastes like a honey, and I got a little beer money. We can dance in the dark, blow the speakers out of this car, light it up, burn it down, until the morning rolls around. In a field can't scream, get away with almost anything. Yeah, every now and then you gotta raise a little hell. Hope we get lucky and stay out of jail.
I'm Susan Littlefield. Find out the latest market news with The Final Bell, weekdays at 4:30 on Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
Usually, so neon lights are pretty good for bad goodbyes. They got some girls off of my mind, but baby, not tonight. 'Cause I've been putting in overtime, trying to get over your leaving. You're still right here on my mind. You sure did a number on me.
I've tried gin, I've tried every last one of them. On heartbreak bottles up on that shelf, but the burn don't work and the buzz don't help. But taking these shots, 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 80, 90, everything they've got. But the whiskey don't kill like it's supposed to do. Baby, your memory must be bulletproof. All my favorite country songs, yes, they must have got it wrong. Cause I'm still here.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Nate Smith, Bulletproof 952. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, Red Cross Blood Drive coming up on July 8th at the Durand United Methodist Church. That from noon to 5. You can schedule an appointment now. Just call 800-733-2767. That's 800-733-2767. Or visit redcrossblood.org and enter Durand WY to schedule that appointment. Well, an 8-year-old Pekingese from Oregon has won an award, the world's ugliest dog. Aww. The annual contest was held Friday in Northern California. Top honors went to the black and white Pekingese named Wild Thang, whose tongue sticks out permanently because his teeth didn't grow in properly. His biography says Wild Thang has causes that he champions, including helping find safe homes for Pekingese dogs that live in Ukraine. He says he's already helped to save 7 dogs from the war zone. Well, just because his tongue sticks out doesn't make him ugly.
For 5 generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be. Simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Celebrate June Dairy Month by stopping at O'Galley Cheese for their Dairy Month special. For the whole month of June, get $1 off per pound of these delicious, flavorful cheeses. Banana Pepper Monterey Jack, Cappuccino Monterey Jack, Garlic Pesto Monterey Jack, Sweet Fire Mango Monterey Jack, Morel and Leek Monterey Jack, Bruschetta Monterey Jack, and Mediterranean Cheddar. These cheeses will make your taste buds dance. Special is good in-store and online at O'Galley Cheese.com.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Fabrice. As a rideshare driver, I love keeping my car smelling fresh and clean. So when I'm driving, I only trust new Fabrice Car Vent Clips, now with 3 times greater scent control, because it's that little touch that sets me apart. I can turn the intensity down for subtle freshness, or I can turn it up for when I want lots of scent. So whether it's set to low, medium, or high, with new Fabrice Car, I know my car's going to smell amazing, which keeps my driver rating right where it belongs. Picking up! Oscar! La, 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 la.
Real Country, Real Country, 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I like a man.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Trish here with That's What I Like About You. 9:58. I'm Brian Winnikins. Thank you to Kevin Gilbertson from Gilbertson Farms joining us this morning. We'll continue to talk with the Gilbertson family tomorrow. They're the host of the Dunn County Dairy Brunch this Saturday. We're going to talk with Kevin's son, Brandon, about how they care for the cows tomorrow. Now, our first part of our spotlight of the Gilbertson family. It's now available on our YouTube channel at Duranda Broadcasting, WRDN. You can check that out there. Happy National Take Back the Lunch Break Day. Now, it's been an increasing trend to take less frequent and shorter lunch breaks. That affects employee morale and well-being. According to a Gallup poll, only 1 in 3 employees are engaging at work because engagement affects productivity, happiness, and job satisfaction. Employees and employers across North America need to step up to the plate. That's the lunch plate, that is. According to a 2017 study, employees who take lunch breaks are more likely to report being efficient.